Welcome to This Week in Missouri Politics. We have a panel for the whole time, but I think it's one you're going to enjoy. Dennis Gannon, the county executive of Jefferson County. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning and welcome.
Steve Elman, the county executive of St. Charles County. I always tell people one of the reasons I can still be a Republican. Welcome to the show, sir.
Morning.
Lyda Crewson, the mayor of St. Louis. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. So glad to be with you.
And Sam Page, the county executive, the newly reelected county executive of St. Louis County. Welcome back to the show. And I want to say, as the only doctor, let's start with you about COVID. It's interesting. Folks watch this show from all over the state. We're on several different affiliates. St. Louis County has had maybe borne the brunt of a lot of the COVID here in Missouri. Tell me what the status of St. Louis County is right now with its response.
Well, we're kind of holding steady. Unfortunately, yesterday we saw a big jump in the admissions to hospitals, a really big jump, and that's more reflective of the metropolitan region than anything else because everyone gets services in hospitals regionally. But in St. Louis County, we're kind of holding steady with our new diagnosis, where we're seeing a jump in the 15 to 19-year-old age group, and that's really what's concerned us.
Mayor Crewson, I know that when folks think of the state, St. Louis gets almost all the attention. It's funny. they'll get all the attention when something happens bad, then the rest of the state will be jealous because you get all the attention.
There you go.
The St. Louis response has obviously had to be different than places like Donovan or Sedalia.
Sure.
Tell me what the status of St. Louis is right now as far as, I guess you have to wear a mask, are places open?
Yes, of course, businesses are open, but we do have a mask mandate in the city of St. Louis, similar to St. Louis County. And in addition to that, we're, of course, social distancing is very important. Smaller crowd sizes, very important. And I think in general, it has helped us with the plateau that we're seeing right now. You know, this is something that you can't look at one day's number and decide you're doing well or you're not doing well. You'll look at this over a week and over 2 weeks. And of course, we're hoping these numbers will continue to go down. But as the county executive Page said, we did have a blip yesterday in hospitalizations. We hope it's a blip and not part of a bigger trend.
You know, Mr. Elman, when I think of the St. Louis area, I always think of St. Charles as part of that. I think folks in St. Charles, it's kind of like Independence in Kansas City. Folks from Independence, folks from St. Charles is one of the places where you're from St. Charles. It's a little bit of a different response when you cross the river. What's the status of COVID in St. Charles County?
Well, it's important to us in St. Charles County, not only what's going on in St. Charles County, but what is going on in St. Louis City and County. Half of the people in St. Charles cross the river every morning to go to work in St. Louis City and County. So even though we have a situation here where every jurisdiction's a little bit different, okay, I wish our numbers were as low as Jefferson County, which are much lower than ours, but our numbers are better generally than St. Louis City and County, and we're working hard to try to keep it that way. But the fact of the matter is, with all the interaction we have in the region, we really are in this together. And if one part of the region is experiencing a spike, it's going to show up everywhere eventually.
Mr. Gannon, tell me, I mean, when I look at that map, Jefferson County, I would assume a lot of folks in Jeff County spend at least part of their week in St. Louis County or St. Louis City, and then maybe some vice versa, but for the most part, folks going north. Explain why your county has had, I think, some success as far as containing the virus.
You know, in Jefferson County, you are correct. People are traveling back and forth between the counties. Of course, we have a lot of green space. You know, Jefferson County has 660 square miles. Our density is much lower. As I said earlier, we have a lot of green space. But to our south, they are experiencing now some growth too. St. Francis County, Iron County, and which border us going south, even Washington County. So there is a transfer back and forth that people are communicating. So yes, you're right. In fact, through this whole process, living in Jefferson County, this is the first time I think I've been to St. Louis through this whole process. The idea of a stay at home and be within your normal spaces that you travel. But it is a very transit society, so that's going to happen.
Dr. Page, there's been some change as COVID, I think it hit me around St. Patrick's Day is when I knew of it, but it became a very real thing. My life started to change around St. Patty's Day. You've had some differences in St. Louis County where you've relaxed some restrictions and then put some back in place. What is the determining factor when you're making that decision to ease up or to push a little more restrictions on? What are you looking at as like the key reasons why you make those choices?
Well, we have to first recognize that our demographics in the county are a little bit different than the surrounding regions. Our density is a little bit different. and our needs are going to be a little bit different, but we follow the guidelines and recommendations of our public health department. And when we see these rates going up at when it's not comfortable to us, then and they recommend more restrictions, then I follow their guidance pretty closely. I hope that the restrictions we have can hold, we don't have to do more, and they've allowed us to keep some significant business activity going and also protect the health and welfare of our community. It's a tough balance and a tough question.
Steve, when you're looking at how you're going to respond in St. Charles County, what are the key things you look at to decide, okay, we're not going to do this yet, but I've heard you say, hey, every option on the table, depending how bad this gets, what is kind of the matrix you use to make your decisions?
First thing we look at is deaths, and deaths are down. Second thing we look at is hospitalizations, and up until yesterday, they were actually looking pretty good as well. Now, the number of cases are at this point not going down, but they're not going up either. So we're keeping our fingers crossed, but looking at all those numbers in that particular order before we make any decision on what to do.
Mayor Crewson, I've seen, you know, the city's had some things that have changed. You've put some restrictions on bars that seem to be a little more controversial than other things that I thought might have been. When you're meeting with your team each day to decide how you're going to respond, right, what are the key indicators you're looking at?
Well, we're looking at the same indicators as everyone is, which is how many people are in the hospital, how many people are in ICU, how many people are on ventilators, what are our cases. So looking at all of that, but also looking at who's getting those cases. So one of the things that's changed in the last month or so is that the highest number of cases that we have in St. Louis is among 20-year-olds. Now, that was not the case at the beginning of this pandemic. So first, our highest number of cases is 20-year-olds. Second, our highest number of cases is 30-year-olds. So we're looking at that. We're trying to say, okay, what can we do to make sure that that we're trying to tamp down the spread of COVID? And one of the things that we did was to put an 11 o'clock closing time on bars and restaurants. Of course, we already had the mask order, already had social distancing. Trying very hard to keep our businesses open, because when we know that when we close businesses, it's not just about that business, it's about all of their employees.
Sure.
And we're worried about their employees too. So trying to just tweak those levers that we can and keep business open.
Mr. Gannon, when you sit down and look at Jefferson County, you have this, I saw a Post-Dispatch cover where someone was protesting, I guess they're saying, like, you have to force a mask, it's some sort of Nazi thing, and there was a huge blow up, I guess, towards the end of last month about it. You're one of the more respected names and families and people in Jefferson County. I know people look to you, even that health department I know probably had to reach out. How did you make the decision on how to advise people, or how does that health board make a decision in Jefferson County about whether to issue orders or not to?
You know, I believe that even when I saw the photo on the Post-Dispatch, I thought, you know, we need to be intentional about offering also a calming effect. And for me to go back and respond to an individual because of what I saw them do, I think we need to be steady and strong and just say, hey, look, that's not a behavior that I would embrace, but we need to calm people down. And by perpetuating a discussion on negative things, that's what's going to continue to happen.
Sure.
I was disappointed, and I think, but there's also people who may have responded because they had the opposite view. I didn't see that. I only saw one view, what the paper put out. Okay, but you know we have to be intentional about what we do, and I think intentional calming is important also. You know, not engaging just to continue the conversation in rage. That doesn't make sense.
You know, one of the things I think Governor Parson has done well is recognize the diversity of the state. Dr. Page, I saw that you've put out some orders that affected schools. In most of the state, I think geographically, people are back in school. St. Louis County, it's more of a virtual school. But in St. Louis County, there's a ton of kids that go to Catholic schools or private schools. You've issued some orders that extend into them. Can you break down what the thought process was with that?
Well, we provided guidance to all of our schools. We certainly recommend virtual, recommend that schools choose virtual. We didn't issue orders to close schools because our public health orders are limited to an immediate threat. And we can't predict what the immediate situation is going to be in 2 or 3 weeks down the road. If we get to that situation, sure. But we we're doing everything we can to make virtual schools work. We're supporting the digital divide. We're providing support for school districts. We can't fill the gap completely, providing support for hotspots and Chromebooks. But if schools want to try in-person learning or try some hybrid model, we're providing the guidelines for that to happen. But we certainly recommend virtual because we think that's the safest path forward right now.
Did it make it easier for you? Because in St. Louis County, you can have fast internet. Now, affording it is one thing, but it's available to you to have. That had to make that decision a little bit easier.
Well, certainly internet access is a problem, but 11% of folks in St. Louis County don't have high-speed internet access. And we had to bridge that gap with hotspots, and that's what we're trying to do. We think we've got that accomplished for the most part. Those hotspots should be in the hands of the kids and families early next month, early September, and we're going to try and make this work. This is a difficult and challenging time for everyone, and COVID touches all of us in a different way.
Steve Hillman, in St. Charles County, the same thing. A lot of private schools, but I think Fort Zumwalt, Francis Howe, are they open? What is their schedule?
At this point, everybody's going to try to open, and most cases give everybody the choice of whether to be online or in person. And I think that's absolutely essential. As a former teacher and as someone who, while I was in the legislature, was very interested in education, I don't know that everybody understands how important it is to try to get these kids back in school. And the ones who are suffering the most are the ones who have the most trouble already. And we've talked for years about the various achievement gaps, okay? And those achievement gaps have been widening the last 6 months with these kids not in school. And there's the kids that do well in school are probably doing okay learning from home. Mm-hmm. They're able to have access to the technology that they need, and they probably have parents that are very supportive. But the kids who were not doing well before are probably the ones having the most problems now. They're in homes where they don't have the technology. The parents are not are out working, trying to support the family, and probably not as pushing them quite as hard. So if we're interested in ever narrowing that achievement gap, I think it's absolutely important we try to get those kids back in school. Now, it may not work, and we'll have to adjust as we go mm-hmm. forward, but I applaud our school districts for at least trying to get the kids back in the building.
We'll be right back after this. I think everybody's going to stick around. But first, I want you to go to showmissouri.com. This week, we're in Clark County, Missouri. I'll tell you the story about the time Sheriff Gregory wandered up into what they thought was Iowa and got arrested, and the honey war was on. We'll be right back after this with the folks who represent the Economic Engine of Missouri after this.
Your energy needs are changing. That's why at Ameren Missouri, we're not waiting on the future. We're building it with the Smart Energy Plan, advancing thousands of projects across the state, helping reduce emissions through cleaner energy sources, boost reliability with self-healing equipment, and better withstand storms with new composite poles. Moving Missouri forward and bringing us all a little closer together. That's energy at work. Ameren, Missouri.
Mike Parson served in law enforcement for 22 years. A former sheriff, Parson is tough on crime. Governor Parson is standing up for victims, investing in better mental health services, and cracking down on violent crime and drugs. Governor Parson's anti-crime initiatives have led to the arrests of hundreds of violent criminals and gang members. A former sheriff, a conservative, tough-on-crime governor, Mike Parson is making Missouri families safer.
Welcome back to Week in Missouri Politics. We are joined by the folks that do represent the economic engine of the state of Missouri. County Executive St. Charles County, Steve Ellman, the Jefferson County Executive, Dennis Gannon, the County Executive of St. Louis County, Sam Page, Dr. Sam Page, probably never more important than now, and the Mayor of St. Louis, Lyda Crewson. Mayor Crewson, let's talk about economic development. It is not something us simple hillbillies down 67 like to talk about, but frankly, around 40% of the state's economic development, economic activity is this region.
Absolutely.
It matters whether you own a gun store in West Plains or an implement dealer in Cass County, how well St. Louis does affects you, whether you like to admit it or not. Let's talk economic development. What is the biggest issue right now that could be helped by everybody in this state to help St. Louis succeed?
Well, I think, you know, there are a number of things. We've got a lot of good economic development still going on, mm-hmm. particularly with NGA, which if you haven't driven by there lately, I recommend it. It's well into construction.
What a testament to now soon to be former Congressman Clay.
Absolutely right. Of course, the new soccer stadium is under construction, mm-hmm. and still a lot of large projects under construction. Of course, we've got to get people back to work as soon as we can. Construction never stopped. But, you know, we are seeing a change in how people are working from home and that sort of thing. So for us, it is really a matter of continuing. We had a very, very robust economy before mm-hmm. Mr. COVID. And I think as we come out of this, if we can tamp down the spread of COVID and come out of this on the other side, we should still see a very robust economy.
Shannon, when I talk about economic development in Jefferson County, State Representative Becky Ruth might scold both of us. We didn't talk about ports. Talk about what is the issues that matter in Jefferson County right now.
Well, at Jefferson County, the port there are two ports that have operated in Jefferson County. One is Herculaneum. It's been there since like 1808, which is, the port has not been there, but Moses Austin picked that spot because of its location to the river and access. Crystal City is also a place at one time there was a large Pittsburgh plate glass there. So there's a new energy, an intense energy in Jefferson County to bring a container on vessel port there, where they bring the containers up the river on a vessel, they offload them, they move it. Jefferson County is also the trifecta of the waterways, the highway system, and the train system. We have two Class I railroads that intersect multiple times in Jefferson County, and a lot of green space around it. So that doesn't happen very often. A lot of discussion right now with ocean carriers who are gonna be bringing freight up the river, so those are in the works. Jefferson County is not a part of that process, but we are working with the vessel owners.
What's happening in St. Charles County?
Well, in spite of the pandemic, we're thinking that this year in St. Charles County, we're going to set a record for new single-family home starts.
Wow.
And because of that, as always, we are very, very interested in what MoDOT is doing. And the fact of the matter is, because of the pandemic, MoDOT hasn't been doing much the last 6 months. They've taken the position. They don't know how much their resources are going to be down. They were thinking 30%. We think it's probably more like 15% based on what we've seen. But they have not done a STIP, a state improvement plan. Because of that, and we're going to be encouraging them to go ahead and reconsider that, because there are some very important projects we'd like to get on the STIP mm-hmm. in St. Charles County so that we're ready when all those new people come and move into those new houses in the next year or two.
I think MoDOT's done a really good job turning around, not just the work they do, but the impression of it. But my assumption is a call from Steve Ellman makes them. They probably return that pretty quick.
I wish that were true.
Dr. Page, tell me St. Louis County. I mean, it's amazing being up here some. Every time you turn down a new road, there's three or four businesses at the end of it.
All right, well, St. Louis County has, you know, most of the jobs of the state, as you heard earlier. A lot of folks come in from our surrounding counties to work in St. Louis County, and we want to keep those jobs going. A lot of them are based around plant and life science research, new activities coming out of the Danforth Center. New jobs been added at Pfizer this year, and of course they're working on a COVID vaccine right now, and we're very excited about that. But there's a lot of activity in St. Louis County. We're doing everything we can to support and grow those businesses, give them the right regulatory environment to be successful, and when necessary, provide them incentives that they need to keep jobs here or bring new jobs here.
Very interesting crossover I've seen in this state coming out of SGR 39 from a few years ago. There's not enough Democrats to stop that in the legislature. There wasn't enough folks that would have stopped it, period. What stopped that was the business community in St. Louis saying, right, we can't continue to recruit the talent we need. Some of the social issue movement I've seen, not movement, but some of the things that maybe if you're a very liberal Democrat, you've not liked, you didn't want to see happen. It's that business community that you might also not like that stopped those things because it's bad business.
Right, and it's bad for a brand, it's bad business, yeah. It's bad to recruit the top talent in the country. And with our brand for life and plant science research and new technology, with our brand for geospatial intelligence, we need to be able to recruit that talent.
All right, Madam Mayor, we're possibly, maybe we should knock on wood if we had some on this table, ending a special session about mm-hmm. crime. I know that it was said it was for the whole state, but I think in reality, folks are talking about St. Louis. There was some things with police residency that might help you recruit some new cops. Mm-hmm. There was some other stuff that might be a little more far afield, but I do believe, if I understand, the bill sponsors and the governor sat down with your police department, and some of these things were suggested by the St. Louis County, the city government. Now that maybe you have an idea of what this is going to be, will these tools help change the crime image in St. Louis?
Well, I think these tools will absolutely help us recruit police officers. You know, St. Louis City, 62 square miles, the only municipality in the area that has a residency requirement for police officers. And for us to just be able to recruit from 62 square miles was a big impediment. So lifting the residency requirement so that we can recruit from all across the region is going to be very important to our recruiting. And right now we're 143 police officers short of our authorized strength. And we know that having another 143 officers would make a difference day to day. Now, we won't be able to recruit them instantly, of course, but over time, this is going to make a difference.
Now, the thing I was here, just like I fully sat and watched the business community of St. Louis and Kansas City come and stop some maybe socially conservative things that were bad for business. They'll also say the image of St. Louis crime is bad for business. What is something that hasn't been talked about that just you believe if the state would help address? Because, I mean, again, if you are that guy in Texas County that owns a barbershop, you might not like to admit it, but when you do the math, it does help you, the better St. Louis does. What is something the state could do to assist St. Louis City that maybe hasn't been talked about yet that could help with the crime issue?
Well, this is a little out there maybe for some viewers, but I will say that if we had the ability by jurisdiction to require permits for guns, that would help our police department. As you know, at the beginning of 2017, our laws changed. Almost anyone can carry a gun anywhere, anytime. And what we'd like to have is that you need a permit to be carrying your gun in the city of St. Louis, either open or concealed. That would be a big help to law enforcement. I think you can ask almost any police chief that question and they would agree with that. But you know, we have a statewide law and we need local jurisdiction on that.
Steve Ellman, you're somebody that's walked, you're very familiar with those halls in Jefferson City. What is something right now the state could do to help economic development in the region of St. Louis?
Well, I think what they're doing is going to help if they can be successful, and that is to address the crime issue in the city. You know, again, people in the suburbs in the past have had this tendency to figure, you know, once they go home at night, they can forget about what's happening in the city with regard to crime. But the fact of the matter is, ever since Ferguson and ever since some of these other things that have happened, and people around the country see St. Louis and see evidence of this crime problem, you know, in the past, people would look to move their business, they'd look at St. Louis, and when they looked at St. Louis, they'd realize St. Charles was a good option in St. Louis. But I'm afraid now we have too many people that are just scratching St. Louis off their list. That's bad for the city of St. Louis, but it's bad for St. Louis County, St. Charles, and Jefferson County.
Bad for folks building those single family houses.
So we have to, and as we all know, the crime problem is not just in. It's not in the entire region. It's not even in the entire city, but the perception out in the country is that we have a regional problem here, and because that perception exists, we need to treat it as a regional problem, and the people in Jeff City need to do the sort of things they're talking about doing.
Dennis Gannon, how important is that issue to folks in Jefferson County, whether it directly impacts them or not?
You know, it's absolutely. You know, we as a region, what happens in St. Louis. People look at it and they see that, yes, that is the region. Whether it's the building I was at yesterday, who is relocating from St. Louis to Jefferson County because of the nature of what has happened. So it's a regional thing, and it could be the opposite. You know, people look at Jefferson County and say, am I better off here today than I was 6 years ago or 10 years ago, and what makes me want to be in the region? This whole region has to be strong. And we collectively need to work on that, to do that. Because I will tell you, when I go to the airport, if I go to the ball game, if I go down and I go shopping right across the street here, people want to feel comfortable when they go. They want to feel welcome. And that's the same in Jefferson County. We need to welcome people to do business with us.
How that affects St. Louis County, I mean, you know, some of the crime issues I think probably do spill over in St. Louis County. But in the day, I asked the governor when we were at the cattle barn in Sedalia, what is it, can you really address this problem with just a law and order thing? I mean, a constituent of yours, Brian Williams, has a police reform bill that the police actually are for, have added to. Can you do it all from one angle?
Well, you have to address it both. We have to understand this criminal justice reform conversation that we're in, this civil rights conversation that's as intense as it's been in 50 years. That's part of this. Part of this is the relationship between the community and the police officers. And in St. Louis County, I think we're doing a pretty good job. We're taking a deep review of our department now. But in the end, we have our challenges as well. Some pockets of North County are real challenges. We have some challenges with cross-border crime. And we're going to be working together with the City of St. Louis Police Department to try and address those. We work cooperatively regionally on a lot of crime issues already, and we're going to see how we can make some of that better.
Well, I got you. Let's talk a little governor's race. Steve Elman, you've watched a lot of these. How's the governor's race shaping up right now?
Well, the Democrats I talked to are a little more optimistic than the than the Republicans. I think. You know, this whole pandemic, as you know, there was no playbook from the beginning, and it's not over. And there's all that experience you suggested I have is really not worth much this year because we have an entirely different situation. So I think if I was Governor Parsons, I would work as hard as I could and continue to address all of our issues, including the pandemic, because we really don't know what the next page of that playbook is going to look like.
Mayor Cruz, for Nicole Gallo, it's about not whether she wins St. Louis, but can she win it by enough and get the right turnout?
Right.
Do you think that mix is coming?
Well, I think, the polls have been changing recently, and we all know that it's hard to rely on polls these days, but certainly too close to call at this point.
The auditor popped up in your jurisdiction last week. You wonder which side she was on there, but how is that race going in St. Louis County?
Well, I don't think the auditor necessarily picks sides, but we asked for an audit report, and we got it, and we'll learn from it, and we'll look at those recommendations and try and adjust. But it's going to be a close race. I mean, a lot of it depends on what's happening at the top of the ticket. It depends on who's going to come out to vote, but I expect Nicole to do well in St. Louis County, and I expect the statewide race to be very close.
Donald Trump is, would it's fair to say, beloved in Jefferson County?
I would say that's an accurate statement, yes.
Well, I want to thank the four of y'all for being here. If you'll stay tuned for a little bit of overtime after this, we might talk a little bit of airport, maybe a little economic development. I want to thank all of you for joining us, and we will see you next week on This Week in Missouri Politics.
This Week in Missouri Politics, sponsored by the Missouri Association of Career Fire Protection Districts, Spire, and Sterling Bank.
Guys, thank you so much for watching the show. I want to tell you about a new thing we're offering. It's the Missouri Times Podcast Network. You'll get this show every week. If you want to listen to it in your car, you don't have time to watch it. You'll get our show in Missouri podcast, History of Missouri, one county at a time. You'll also get our midweek update. Once a week, I throw up the Facebook Live. We talk politics, usually till lunch, and discuss politics. You'll get to hear all those things come right to your phone. Subscribe to us on iTunes or Android, Missouri Times Podcast Network. Please join us and subscribe.